This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Taking heat from Hillary Clinton for being so pro-life, Marco Rubio found an easy time turning tables. While Rubio admits opposing even very early abortions, he points out that Clinton is the abortion extremist. She wants abortions up to a child's birthday, paid for by you and me, something a vast majority of Americans find unconscionable. Abortion advocates are trying to connect pro-life laws with a big taxpayer burden from increasing pregnancies. Looking at recent studies and their allegations, Dr. Michael New points out at Life News that at least three key components are missing in those allegations. Despite rhetoric to the contrary, there is no evidence of Medicaid abortions on the increase. Data is missing on unintended pregnancies, and most conjectures are projections based on 39 cases from one county in Texas. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion. But pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other headlines, Washington state legislators want to make the Evergreen State the eighth to ban sex selection abortions. Citing a growth in the practice in the U.S., Spokane Senator Mike Padden says the practice is the true war on women. And Colorado wants to be the fifth state to legalize assisted suicide. Pro-life advocates say the practice makes the elderly particularly vulnerable. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.